Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut, and the title of her preaching is Put Down Your Stuff.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Drive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, "Lord, open the door for us." He will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." Then he will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers." And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, if only a few will be saved, why did God bother to create us at all? You know, when people who believe in God get sick or injured, they often lament that they believe that God is punishing or abandoning them. In fact, most of us at one time or another probably wonder about this. And today's gospel seems to imply the same thing. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. In the earlier reading, Isaiah quotes the Lord who says that he gathers nations of every language to see his glory. Jesus tells the apostles that people will come from the east and west, from the north and south, to recline at table in the kingdom of God. To add weight to the idea that God really wants to let us in, the author of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that God uses discipline to assist us to get in. All discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later, it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So it's not that God does not call people to the narrow gate. It just seems that lots of people are called, but according to Jesus, not very many get through. You know, an image that comes to my mind is of people traveling a great distance, such as hiking the Camino de Santiago de Compostela. They carry big backpacks with everything they need on the journey. They are filled with stuff, the stuff needed, and at least at the beginning of the journey, some stuff that's unneeded. We might imagine that the backpacks are filled with our accomplishments, our titles, our fame, our pride, and even our self-assurance. There's just no way that all these things are going to make it through the gate. We won't have the strength even to push them through. So we have to shed all these ego-boosting items, humble ourselves, and recognize that we truly need and are a beloved child of God. Only then will we be able to walk through. when I can see myself as the last, the lowest, the least, then I can see the way through. But with my heavy backpack, with all its bells and whistles, it might really be hard to let it go, to put it down even. Contrast this image of the heavy laden backpack with another one I experienced in El Paso, Texas at the border, helping many people who were seeking asylum, men and women, each with one or two children, and maybe a single plastic bag, if anything at all, holding all their possessions. That and the clothes on their backs were all they could bring as they fled violence, hunger, well, whatever they were trying to get away from. When they reached the narrow gate, there isn't really much to let go of, and perhaps they can slide through easily. These last in our society will indeed become first. It seems a daunting task to get through this narrow gate, almost an impossibility. But a friend recently shared this quote from Dominican Father Herbert McCabe, and it gives me hope. For, in fact, God is helplessly and hopelessly in love with us. We should not be deluded into thinking that we can merit our salvation, earn it, deserve it, win it, and I might add, carry it. We cannot ever change God's mind about us. God is simply in love with us always. If only we can put down and let go of our backpacks, God's love will guide us the rest of the way.